From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian rescue teams battling weather and mountainous terrain have located the wreckage of a plane that crashed with 65 people on board. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
The Asiman Airlines plane was en route from Tehran to the southwest city of Yazooj when it came down on Sunday. The rescue search had been hampered by bad weather conditions in this mountainous region, making access to local towns increasingly difficult. The twin-engine turboprop ATR-72 was just over 24 years old and was back in service after being in storage for 6 years. The cause of the accident is not yet known. Tehran says U.S. sanctions prevented it from importing new aircraft or spare parts.
President Trump is supporting efforts to tighten federal background checks on gun buyers following last week's shooting massacre of 17 people at a high school in the southeastern state of Florida. The White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Trump spoke last week with Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn about his bipartisan legislation with Connecticut's Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, a longtime anti-gun activist, to improve compliance with background checks. The revisions are still being negotiated. A huge mound of garbage has collapsed in Mozambique's capital, crushing several homes and killing at least 17 people. Heavy rains are believed to have triggered the collapse in a poor district of Maputo. Authorities say more bodies could still be buried at the Hulene garbage dump and that a search is underway. Local media say the trash dump rose to the height of a three-story building. This is VOA News. Sports, along with politics, will be on the menu this week when Liberia's new president makes his first official trip outside Africa. George Weah will not be visiting the United States, which has long had a special relationship with Liberia, but France, where he was once a star soccer player. For VOA correspondent Lisa Bryant has more from the French capital.
Many French soccer fans know Liberia's new leader simply as Monsieur Georges, the star striker who spent years in France playing for the Paris Saint-Germain and Marseille soccer teams, along with AS Monaco next door. Georges is French in heart and spirit, a former French ambassador told the Journal du Dimanche weekly. This week, it is President Weah who returns to his former home less than a month after his election. Weah's four-day visit here is the last leg of a trip that also took him to Senegal and Morocco. On the menu, lunch Wednesday with President Emmanuel Macron and top sports personalities. According to news reports, the discussions may focus on launching a fund dedicated to sports in Africa. While French-Liberian ties have been strong for a number of years, analysts say, Weah's trip here also underscores a broader shift in France's Africa policy. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The Somali government has appointed new security chiefs nearly 4 months after firing the previous commanders after a series of deadly al-Shabaab attacks. But experts warn that the new security chiefs are not miracle workers and need support from the public and their own government to win the war against the militants. Two communities in South Sudan's Jonglei state have signed a peace agreement to end the deadly conflict over grazing land that has claimed 37 lives in the past 2 months. The Kremlin on Monday denied Russian government involvement in interfering with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. A spokesman told reporters the allegations are baseless. The comments come days after the U.S. special counsel charged 13 Russian nationals and three Russian entities with conducting an illegal information warfare campaign to disrupt the election to the benefit of President Trump. The former FBI director Robert Mueller's indictment of the Russian interests contended that the Internet Research Agency, a St. Petersburg-based social media company with Kremlin ties, 12 of its employees and its financial supporter all worked together to orchestrate the effort. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.